The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, great. So, a warm welcome to all of you, wherever in the world you are, joining this moment. So, for today's practice, we have been making our way through the different categories of the Brahmaviharas, and we've made our way to the category of compassion, cultivating our heart in compassion, in karuna, for all beings. So I'll say a couple of words about this particular category. So this category, actually similar to all categories, they're aspirational. Because sometimes it can feel like, wait, all beings wishing all beings to be free from suffering and be well? That's impossible. Of course they suffer. So it's not the idea that you are going to wish them well and that they will be well. I see a message someone can't hear. Is anybody else having trouble hearing me? No, everybody else is not having trouble. So I think it might be on your end. So just continuing with that. So this is similar to the aspiration to the bodhisattva aspiration. So the bodhisattva vow, which is something like beings are numberless. I vow to save them, fully well knowing that you can't save every single being. It's inconceivable, right? So to even taking that vow, our perception needs to shift. It's aspirational. We are doing this in order to cultivate our own heart, not that every single being will be saved or every single being will be free from suffering, but you're cultivating your heart in this case, in the wish for every being to be free from suffering, to be cared. So it's training our own heart. It's without attachment to outcome, that yes, every being will be happy because the outcome is beyond our control. Whereas what is within our control is the cultivation of our heart. So this practice of wishing well, of cultivating compassion for all beings everywhere, is an aspiration of cultivating our heart in kindness, in goodness. Okay? Does that make sense? Give me a nod if you're with me. Yes. Okay. All right. I'm seeing lots of nods and I don't see every single one of you. But okay. So with that aspiration, of cultivating our hearts for wishing well for all beings, knowing fully well that yes, there is suffering in the world, there is pain, there is sadness, and we are not empowered, this one person, to take it all away, to make it all better. But that's not the object. It's about us cultivating, us turning our hearts into the goodwill. May that be so. May that be so, fully well knowing that it's not possible, but may that be so. That is our wish. That is our intention. All beings, no one left out. Not just these beings, but not those other beings, the ones that are this shape, but not those other shape. No, all beings, may all beings be well. So that's the idea here. So with that, let go of all the words. Too many words. Let's practice, first of all, with settling. With arriving in our bodies, in our breath, arriving, landing, settling in the body. Letting go of any tension, any tightness. Settling out with the breath and the body relaxing, softening, intimate with each breath. Just tilling the soil. First, settling, arriving with the breath, the lower abdomen. Greeting this body and whatever is present. intimately connecting with each in-breath and out-breath, the entirety of the in-breath and the out-breath in the lower abdomen. Just this breath right here. Not past, not future. Right here. Right now. And now I would like to invite you, as you breathe, as the breath is received in your lower abdomen, in your chest, your heart center, proverbial heart center. As each breath is received, inhale and exhale. Imagining that you're connecting with every exhale. And every exhale is bringing comfort and ease, spreading goodness. And at first, let's start with the circle of beings who are close to you. Yourself, people you care about, close to you in your heart, maybe close to you physically, if you wish. knowing fully well that everyone that you're considering in this moment, yourself and the beings who are close to your heart, they all have, you all have, we all have challenges in our lives. Some stress, some difficulty. Some dukkha, some dissatisfaction or suffering. And with each breath, with each out breath, wishing ease and comfort, freedom from this suffering. It's an aspiration, as a cultivation of your heart. May all of us be free from pain and sorrow, from difficulties. May we have peace. May we have ease. The circle could just be you and maybe a couple of people you care about. Starting simple. Or a couple of pets included. It's all good. And then expanding in your own time, little by little, as if your heart shining goodness, shining goodwill, warmth, good wishes, well-being. With each breath, spread further out. And you don't have to breathe any harder. Imagine it happens on its own. The light of your heart's goodwill gets shared. May all beings, all over the world, may they be free from sorrow, pain, difficulty, challenges. All humans, whatever continent they live on, all continents of the world, whatever language they speak, whatever race, nationality, gender identity, size, age. All people around the world, may they be free from sorrow. May they be happy. May all beings who fly be free from sorrow and challenges and pain. May they be free. May all beings who are four-legged may they be free from challenge, difficulty, pain. May they be free. May they be happy. Knowing full well that many four-legged beings in the world are hunted and hunt, etc., etc. Knowing that challenge is a part of life and cultivating our heart for wishing them well. Wishing them freedom from challenge, pain, difficulty, fear. All beings who slither, who crawl, all beings born and yet to be born. May they be free from sorrow, pain, physical, emotional. May they be free. May they be happy. Beaming your goodwill for all beings. No beings left out. Cultivating breath by breath goodwill and kindness, a heart of goodwill and kindness. As if your heart was shining its beam of goodwill, care, light, and would bring succor, as if it were bringing succor and ease to all beings who are in front of you, the front direction. Numberless beings. All beings to the front, may they be free from sorrow and pain and challenges. May they be free. May they have ease. All the beings to the right side. All beings in the back direction. All beings in the back direction. The beam of light, of goodness of your heart shining. As if a curtain is being pulled. A curtain that was obstructing this light of goodness. Shining to the back, this light of goodwill. To the left direction. The curtain pulled back. Now the light shining, this light from your heart. There's nothing you have to do. It's already there, shining. Wishing well. May all beings in this direction, may all of them be free from sorrow and suffering. And to the upwards direction, removing the curtain on top, letting it shine upward. All the beings seen and unseen. And in the bottom direction, lower direction, downwards to the depths. All the worms, underground creatures, into the other side of the earth and beyond. Your heart shining. In all directions, this light of goodwill. Noticing that this light also shines on yourself first, before shining on all beings everywhere. Letting your body relax. You are included in this compassion. May all beings everywhere. Be free from sorrow and pain and difficulty. May they have ease. May they have goodness. If at any point this practice becomes challenging or overwhelming, you can simply hold yourself in compassion. Because you're the one who's feeling challenged, having difficulty, and most deserving of compassion. If it may feel challenging, if not, you can continue shining your light of goodwill, or letting it shine. Letting it shine, not getting in the way. the friendliness, goodwill that we all have available in us. And noticing how bringing awareness to this goodwill, light of goodness, brings more comfort, care, more ease to your own heart, more gladness, more safety. For the last moment of this practice, holding yourself in kindness, appreciation, metta, and karuna, if this was challenging. Also appreciating whatever arose or did not arise. You're here, you're planting seeds, cultivating your heart in goodness, in connection, in gladness, without attachment to outcome. Thank you all for your practice. We'd love to invite you, if you wish to share any reflections, questions, comments, challenges, complaints, especially if you haven't shared in a while. You can raise your hand using the raise hand function, or type in chat if you wish. What did you notice And knowing that by sharing your wisdom, you're supporting the whole Sangha with your questions, observations, if you wish. Clark, please.
I feel like I've always found metta or compassion for all beings difficult because I do well with visualization, and so it's sometimes hard to know what to visualize for all beings. My mind's just like, I don't know what that is. And I also sometimes struggle with compassion because I tend to want to like fix the problem, or it feels hard to be like, here, I'm just going to like shine this light on you, not really helping you, sorry. But tonight, I think what I really noticed was I was like imagining myself as just this sort of like, I don't know, heart light flying around. And I would like imagine a scene and imagine the heart light flying around and like illuminating people. And they didn't even necessarily know I was there, but I felt like care and tenderness for them, rather than when I feel like I have to solve the problem, I constrict because I'm like, that's a lot of responsibility and I don't think I can do it. I think I'm sure the framing that you did at the beginning really helped me get there. So it was subtle, but it was pretty powerful because I was like, oh, that's the point, right? Like, that's the point is to don't have to make them smile. They might not want it at all, but yeah. So thank you. That kind of finally helped that land for me, the compassion for all beings.
Beautiful, Clark. I'm getting chills as you're describing your experience and how the subtle shift in the framing really brought it alive for you. And I love you imagining yourself as the light traveling and just with a sense of concern and warmth for people's challenges, not a sense of it's my response. It's a responsibility. That's exactly it. Beautiful. Oh, beautiful. That's it. Yay. Yay. I'm celebrating the shift and the opening for this practice for you. Yay. Lovely. Thanks so much for sharing that. Beautifully shared. Thank you. And Susan.
Thanks. That made me happy what Clark was sharing. And then after being happy, I had sympathetic joy. That was cool. But I wanted to jump on here and say that I had the experience of being really distracted and having a lot of thoughts. And I'm so grateful for the reminders so often that there's no bad meditation and it, you know. So I noticed there was a kind of a lack of beating myself up. And then I could just be with the disappointment of not having had those moments of liberation that I wanted. That was cool. Thank you.
Great. Great. Thank you, Susan. I really appreciate what you said about, oh, not beating yourself up. Yay. Yes, distractions happen. And really that the not beating ourselves up at the end of this period of practice as a reminder, that's the moment that's perhaps, I mean, all of the moments of practicing metta and compassion throughout the whatever 30-minute guided meditation are just as important. But somehow for me, that last moment is more important. If you don't beat yourself up because you were distracted, yay. Now that's really in action because that's also what you can take to the all of this you can take. So I don't want to privilege anything over another, even though it seems like I am, but I really want to celebrate not beating yourself up. That is so important. Like, yeah, I did my best. These are the causes and conditions, and I tried to bring my mind back and I did my best and I was present for half of it and not, and I did my best. I planted the seed and it's okay. Beautiful. So thank you for sharing. I'm so happy to hear that shift, which can happen over time. Great. Lovely. And Bill says, I was able to generate a loving feeling in short iterations. Great. But it was too easy to let my attention stray and for the feeling to dissipate. Fine. See above, as Susan talked about it, Bill. Yeah. So I hope there was no beating yourself up at the end. That's great. So, dear ones, let's practice in community, because now the others who will be in a small group with you, holding you and you holding them, they're part of all beings. You're part of all beings and they're part of all beings. So just as beautifully as Clark described, you're this little light shining and not taking responsibility, but expressing care, expressing warmth for them and for yourself. So let's work with that image. And maybe we'll start with 30 seconds of silent metta for each other as you go into group. Just 30 seconds of silence, just looking at each other with eyes open, with metta and karuna, knowing that everybody here has challenges. Of course we do. And sharing as much or as little as you wish about your practice after the 30 seconds. So, and if you have to go, understandable, but I hope you stay. I hope you stay, because this part of connecting with others is a really beautiful part of creating connections, creating community. And heaven knows we need connections and community at the time of COVID. So here we go. I'm going to open the rooms. Enjoy. Hey, welcome back, everyone. And we have a few minutes left. If you would like to share any reflections from your group practice or from the first part of the practice, I would love to hear. Love for you to share your wisdom, your observations as they support others, especially if you usually don't share. Holly.
Hi. Just after that group chat, it's making me think that life doesn't stop for the meditation. Like things have momentum or want to come up or want to be heard or something. And then we just sit and we just have a go at the meditation in the middle of what's happening.
Yeah. Do you want to say more? They have something specific in mind?
I find it helpful because it's like whatever is happening, well, the happy hour in particular, like helps bring an atmosphere of kindness around it. And then that like love can seep in. And then I can hold the experiences more lightly and with more compassion and get a bit of distance from it, maybe. Like it's not so like coming from inside and like dominating my whole experience, but it's my experience is like wider and it's one thing that's happening.
Yeah, it seeps through. Yeah, I appreciate what you're saying, and Emily is agreeing with you in chat. And she says, especially being at home. So yeah, so there's something about you're at home, you're doing your thing. Oh, happy hour. Okay, you practice, it infuses your heart, your life, and your mind might kind of think about that issue or problem during meditation, which is fine. And you're like, oh, maybe the heart brings a perspective of kindness towards yourself and towards the human beings in your life that perhaps you're entangled with whatever is happening. And then you come back to the guided meditation. And then when you leave, the happy hour is like, oh, there might be a slightly different perspective. It has seeped through your life. Yes, that's what I'm hearing. Yeah, lovely. What a beautiful perspective to bring in and to acknowledge, to see. I completely agree. That's lovely. That can be the advertisement for happy hours. Let the kindness seep through your life. That's lovely.
Brilliant.
Thank you, Holly.
My pleasure.
And Jerry says it was helpful in the group chat to hear how active listening to others is in itself a way of reducing suffering. Thanks. Oh, beautiful. Yeah, thank you for raising that. Anything else you want to add to that, Jerry? Oh, let me ask. Hold on. I need to. There. Now try it.
Okay. So I was thinking, I had commented in the group, I'll speak to myself, but how I was wondering how when people die, I know you had mentioned about when people die, that acceptance of it is natural, but still people are suffering. And I guess I was questioning, how am I helping reducing suffering when someone is dying and grieving profusely? So I was relieved when I heard the comment of the group about, well, that actually just by listening, active listening, could be a form of reducing suffering. And I, because I was feeling some pain that I wasn't doing enough. So.
I appreciate you raising that. And I want to highlight it some more, as you've highlighted and your group has wisely highlighted, that the act of just listening can be so healing. We underestimate how healing and supportive that can be. Not jumping in. In fact, trying to jump in to fix or give advice can be painful. I mean, earlier today, I was with someone dear to me who's going through a really difficult time. And I just sat and listened. I just touched her knee and just listened and just listened. You know, I said, yes, agreed. But just, it wasn't my role to give advice, do this. You know, it just listened. And that seemed, I could feel the nervous system, their nervous kind of relax and mind relax. And just kind of, just listening. So thanks for raising that, Jerry. So, dear ones, we have come to the end of another happy hour together. I want to thank you all for your practice. You do this practice not just for yourself, but for all beings whose lives you touch directly and indirectly. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thank you all. And now, as we have in our new tradition,